This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 87. And on this episode, we're talking about the new Facebook algorithm, what it means, how it affects your page, and how you can overcome these changes. So if the new algorithm's got you feeling blue, stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm pretty pumped this week because we're going to be talking about the Facebook algorithm and what it means for you as a business owner. Now, there's been a lot of talk about what exactly the algorithm change means, how it's going to affect people that are using the platform, and more importantly, how it's going to affect your reach and your business. And so I want to talk to you a little bit this week about the changes that are coming, and I want to do it in kind of a unique way. I'm going to share some quotes from the actual press release that Facebook had and combine it kind of with my personal thoughts and what I'm seeing, and of course, the changes that I'm noticing since this rolled out. Facebook announced this new algorithm change on January 11th, and I've just been kind of dabbling and playing around to see what kind of changes can we really expect from this. Now, the gist of what Facebook has done is they are saying that now they're putting more than ever high value on actual engagement with people that you care about on Facebook. And what it really means is that there's going to be less business content in the main newsfeed, but not no content. And what I mean by that is if you're posting on your page, you're now less likely to show up in the primary newsfeed organically. Now, that might be a little bit unnerving. You might be starting to be like, well, what does that mean? Is that going to affect my organic? And we'll go a little bit deeper on what some of this means, but I want to start by just sharing something with you that I was kind of raised with. I was fortunate enough to have a mother who used to say something to me all the time. She used to say, look, you can't always control your circumstances, but you can control how you react to them. I want you to realize something. We can't control what Facebook does or how they change the newsfeed, but we can affect how we react to it. The Facebook newsfeed is changing whether we want it to or not, no matter how nervous or excited or unnerved that makes us feel. It's changing, and we need to be relevant to those changes, okay? Now, I want to start by saying there's kind of been some rumors swirling around that means that, you know, pages don't get any reach in the newsfeed. Facebook is putting full priority on advertisements and content from your friends. And I want to read you a quote right from the Facebook newsfeed. It says, no, page posts will still appear in the newsfeed, though there may be fewer of them. So really, all Facebook is saying is, look, we find that people engage more naturally with friends, family, and people they know, not necessarily with brands, okay? So the gist of this change is that there's going to be less page content in the newsfeed, more content from profiles and family members, and of course, as always, Facebook is putting a priority on engagement. Now, I want to read you another quote directly from the press release that Facebook had. The question posed was, will this affect my page's reach? And Facebook says, quote, the impact will vary from page to page, driven by factors including the type of content they produce and how people interact with it. Pages making posts that people generally don't react or comment on could see the biggest decreases in distribution. Pages whose posts prompt conversation between friends will see less of an effect. So if we kind of cut through the noise a little bit, what Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg appear to be saying is that, look, we're not saying that your content can't get seen. What we're saying is if you're pushing out your content to the newsfeed, say you're posting your blog post every week or your podcast every week, but you're not actually garnering engagement on that content, it's not going to get pushed out as far. Now, what's kind of good news for us is Facebook has been operating this way for a while. They're just kind of turning it up from, you know, maybe they were operating at like a 6 and they're turning it to an 8 or a 9, right? it's always been that posts that are more engaging get more reach. And so we just need to be aware that, look, we have to be super engaging with our content. We can't just be like, I wrote a new blog. Isn't it great? Click here to read it. We have to spark conversation. Maybe we say, I just posted a new blog on the new algorithm. What do you think about the new Facebook algorithm, right? Something that simple can make a change. Now, there is a little rider to this that I want you to be aware of, and that is that Facebook is now going to be frowning upon what is called engagement baiting. They released this in early December, and engagement baiting falls into five categories: vote baiting, reaction baiting, share baiting, tag baiting, and comment baiting. Really, what this means is if you say something to the effect of comment below with the word yes if you like ice cream, or tag a friend that would love this post, or what's your favorite ice cream flavor? Like for chocolate, love for vanilla. Those posts that are just creating superficial, arbitrary engagement, Facebook is now saying those posts are no longer welcome in the newsfeed. So I just want to put that out there, that if you feel like you're just getting engagement for the sake of I'm getting a comment or a share, you're not doing it correctly. Now, that being said, there's also been some concern. Well, does that mean I can't ask questions or I can't ask people to engage with me? You still can. And we'll link this up in the show notes to what Facebook actually considers engagement baiting. But the thing is, they're simply saying, look, if you know that you're doing it purely for the sake of getting a comment, getting a like, clickbaity headlines, low quality experience, basically, if you are posting inauthentically, and this is what Facebook says, we're going to demote posts that go against one of our key newsfeed values, authenticity, right? That's it. They're just saying, look, if you're purely saying like, comment, share for the sake of getting a like, comment, or a share, that's not going to be working much longer, and you want to be aware of that, okay? Now, that might mean you get a little nervous, but I want you to understand, look, it's just they're saying they'll demote it in the newsfeed. So if you're not sure, you're not going to get your account banned. Facebook isn't threatening to shut down pages. They're just saying, look, if we deem something engagement baiting, we're just not going to push it out into the newsfeed. So in terms of the big question that comes into people's head, which is like, well, if I ask this question, am I engagement baiting? Or if I do that, is that considered engagement baiting? If you're not sure, test it out, see what Facebook has to say. But at the end of the day, if it's doing it for the sake of getting a comment versus doing it for the sake of getting a conversation started, that's going to get you pushed down in the newsfeed. And ultimately, you'll reach less people with your content. You might be saying, well, like, does that mean eventually my content's not going to get seen, or that I won't get pushed out into the newsfeed? And my answer to that is yes and no. Facebook will still push out your content into the newsfeed. And I know this because we've been testing it out a little bit. When I post on my page, it's still getting reach in the newsfeed. It's not crazy, insane reach, but it's still getting pushed out into the newsfeed. However, when we post something on our page that doesn't garner a lot of engagement initially, meaning people don't comment, they don't like, they don't share, what happens is it just stops getting pushed out, right? It's not going to go as far. So something that I post that has a lot of engagement may reach 1,000 people on my page of 20,000, whereas something that doesn't garner a lot of engagement may only reach a couple hundred people. And we've actually been watching this happen. Now, here's what's really cool. You might be starting to spin your wheels and saying, well, what's the best type of content? And really, the best type of content is going to be live video. And you don't have to take it from me, but I'm talking about Facebook Lives are going to get a lot more reach in the newsfeed. Here's what Facebook said in their press release. Page posts that generate conversation between people will show higher in the newsfeed. For example, live videos often lead to discussion among viewers on Facebook. In fact, live videos get an average of 6 times as many interactions as regular videos. Facebook is telling us right in the press release, engaging content will reach more people. Oh, and by the way, live video is really engaging content. So I would encourage you at this point to start asking yourself, how can I incorporate more live video? And as I'm saying this, maybe this is something we need to do a podcast on about how we're using live video in 2018. but live video is going to get more reach. I also think this means if you've got a Facebook group, it's going to be a great time to kind of leverage that and see how it plays out. I don't necessarily think you need to start a Facebook group or close an existing Facebook group or make any rash decisions about your groups yet. But what we've noticed is that, look, our group reach is down as well because it's owned by our business page. We connected our business page to our group. But again, that's all speculation. And what I want you to understand is that I'm giving you my viewpoint based on what I've seen and what Facebook is saying in their press release. But on top of that, go in and test things out. How does a post fare when you share it from Instagram versus when you post it right on Facebook? Test that. How does a live video perform with your audience versus a non-live video? It's hard to say. Go test that. The big thing here is that we know engagement is going to be the star of the show in 2018. Okay? So I spent the first half of the episode talking to you a little bit about what the new algorithm change means from kind of a technical standpoint and what it sounds like Facebook is saying. But I want to do the second half of this episode talking a little bit about how you can overcome these changes. Okay. So the first thing I want to get super clear on is, number one, you can still leverage engaging content and start conversations with people. Now, I just did an episode number 86 with Jasmine Starr. It's actually an episode about Instagram, but the core of that episode was talking about how do we create content that engages with people and how do we start conversations? So I want you to just start asking yourself, what are some of the things that I can do to actually start conversations on my content? This is something as little as, look, let's say you're going to Instagram your morning coffee. It's the difference between saying, can't operate without my caffeine today, and saying French vanilla creamer is my life. Anybody with me? Do you drink it black or do you need some creamer, right? It's those little itty bitty changes we can start to make right now. Where is it going to make a world of difference? Is it the difference between reaching 100 people and reaching 10,000? Not necessarily, but it's the difference between shouting at your audience and starting a conversation with your audience. And again, I said it earlier in this episode, but I think that's going to be the theme of 2018. It's going to be having conversations, not shouting information. So start asking yourself, what am I already putting out there? And how can I start to ask my audience to engage with my content? And how can I use that content to start conversations? Now, the second thing that you can do is start leveraging live video, because Facebook has in no uncertain terms said that, look, our video gets lots of engagement. They've done a ton of press releases talking about how video is one of their highest engaged pieces of content on the platform. And now in this most recent release about the algorithm, they're saying, look, live video gets engagement. So if we know live video gets engagement, why wouldn't we be doing more of it? And you don't have to be an expert at live video to get started. Look, you may not know this, but my entire business started by using live streaming, and I just did it every single day until I got so good at it that it helped me scale my business to the six-figure and multiple six-figure mark. So I want you to ask yourself, can I use more live video? Start asking yourself, what can I talk about on live video? What is my audience asking to learn more about that I could talk about on live video? And more importantly, how can I just incorporate more live conversations with people? See, the reason that Facebook is saying that live video is going to be a really powerful tool this year and that it gets more engagement is not because it's live, though that may help. It's because when you're live, you get the ability to have a two-way conversation with your audience, and you invite your audience to have a conversation with each other. Again, conversation is going to help reach more people in the newsfeed. So how can you have a bigger conversation? Live video. Now, just to kind of get your wheels turning, think, just grab out a piece of paper. You can even pause this if you want and start jotting down what can you talk about. Some ideas are hosting a live Q&A. If you've already got an audience, host a live Q&A where they can ask you anything. Those are sometimes our highest performing live videos. Number two, you can do predictions. So depending on what niche you're in, I happen to be in the business-to-business niche. Predictions do incredibly well. Things like, how will launching change in 2018? How will live video change in 2018? What is the future of Facebook pages now that the algorithm changed? This exact episode, I built on the premise of talking about predictions, right? I'm just giving you feedback based on what I've seen and what I predict is going to change. Simple as that. You can also talk to your expertise, right? What do you know really well that you can teach in, you know, 5 to 10 minutes? What topics can you teach on? I'm going to really hit home with this point because I want you to hear it, that live video matters more than ever. Facebook, they are rolling out a new algorithm, and if they've told us in no uncertain terms that we should be using live video, then we need to listen because remember, we're not playing by our own game here. We're playing by Facebook's game. Now, the last thing that I want you to think about is starting to run advertisements. And really, can you be doing more advertising than you're already doing? I don't mean you need to spend tens of thousands of dollars on advertising, but ask yourself, are you advertising at all? You know, something that we're going to be testing is taking some of our engaging posts and just boosting them to our audience, right? Sure, it costs money to reach an audience, and you might be like, but I already built that audience. Why do I have to pay to reach them? Well, because that's what Facebook is telling us. But at the end of the day, Facebook is a business. And I always love to come back to this when I'm feeling iffy about Facebook or Facebook ads. Facebook is a business. And their primary directive is to make sure that the business is growing and that it's benefiting their shareholders. Now, of course, they have to worry about user experience. Of course, they have to think about how people are interacting on the platform. But at the end of the day, they have to be profitable. And the place where they make a lot of their money is advertising. So we're not going to see advertising go away. In fact, we're seeing more opportunity for advertising. It's as if all these spaces that were filled with organic, we can now fill with advertising. So just a few quick tips on advertising and how I think they're going to be affected with the new algorithm is, number one, focusing on engaging advertisements. You know, you're not going to be able to just run an ad that's like, click here to join my thing. Okay, great. Ads that engage with people are going to make a bigger difference. And I mean this both from the perspective of writing engaging ad copy and actually using boosted post or page post engagements ads, right? And when I say boost, I don't necessarily mean just clicking the boost button. I mean taking an existing post that you know is engaging and pushing it out to your audience, whether that's people that like your page, people on your email list, people who have visited your website. It's about reaching people and asking them to engage with you. Number two, leverage advertising to drive people off of Facebook and build your warm audiences. So I think this is going to be a fantastic time to not only get people engaging on Facebook, but also start asking yourself, how can I build up my warm audiences so that I have people to advertise to? Again, your warm audiences, like I just said, people who like your page, people on your website, and people on your email list. So start asking yourself, am I on a regular basis leveraging Facebook to build one of those things, to get more people to like my page, to build my email list, or to get more people onto my website? Because as you do that, you're going to end up building audiences that you can retarget with your ads down the line. And finally, I just want to encourage you that if you have something that you're promoting, right, you may be saying like, Zach, I have a digital course that I want to sell. When I'm in my launch, how do I create an engaging post around that if I'm stuck? Well, you can 100% create content that's engaging and then plug in your promotion at the end. I think someone who's done a fantastic job of this is Jasmine Starr, who we had on the show last week. When she's in a launch, she does these 3 to 5 minute videos teaching something, and then at the end, she promotes her content. Create content that's engaging and then push it out to your audience. I really want you to not neglect the power of advertising to reach people who already know about you. This is something that I have a really hard time explaining because sometimes people are like, well, why do I have to pay to reach my audience? Because that's what Facebook is telling us. But if you follow these rules of creating engaging content, building up warm audiences, when the time comes to actually promote your content, you can spend the money to put it in front of the right people. There's nothing that says you can't advertise to your existing audience. And in fact, there's a lot of experts, myself included, that say you should always be promoting to your warmest audiences because they're where you're going to get the most results, okay? So just to recap what we covered today, we talked about the new algorithm and what it means, and really that there's going to be less business content in the main newsfeed, but it doesn't mean that pages are dead or that your content that you just push out without advertising isn't going to be seen. Rather, page posts are going to still appear in the newsfeed, but there's going to be fewer of them according to Facebook. We said, remember, we cannot affect what Facebook does, but we can affect as advertisers and marketers how we react to it. Yes, it's changing, but all we have to do is remain relevant. We know that page reach is going to go down, but pages whose posts prompt conversation between friends will see less of an effect. That's a direct quote from Facebook. So if we continue to stoke engagement, we're going to get people talking to us and we're going to reach more in the newsfeed. However, we talked about that doesn't mean that engagement baiting has a place here. We don't want to bait people into engaging with us, okay? And that's vote baiting, reaction baiting, share baiting, tag baiting, and comment baiting. And then we wrapped up the talk about the new algorithm by saying live video is where it's at. Facebook has actively said live video gets the most engagement, so they recommend leveraging live video to kind of combat the changes that we're going to see. And then I talked about three ways that you can overcome this. Number one, leverage engaging content and starting conversations with your audience. I referenced episode 86 with Jasmine Starr, who does a great job of helping you figure out what your audience wants to hear more about and how to engage with them. Number two, leverage Facebook Live. Seriously, Facebook is outright saying Facebook Live gets more engagement and more engagement gets more reach. So if they're telling us, we should listen. And finally, don't forget about the power of advertising. I get that it can be scary or a little unnerving to start to spend money, but focus on engaging advertisements, use them to build up your warm audiences, and don't neglect the power of advertising to your existing audience. They're the people who are most likely to act and engage, okay? Now, if you want to recap any of this, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/87. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/87, and we'll have show notes waiting for you. But I want to leave you with this. The internet is a constant changing place. Facebook algorithms change, Instagram algorithms change, Google algorithms change. It's always changing. We don't have to panic. We don't need to freak out. We just need to be informed and make smart business decisions going forward about how we're going to leverage the new algorithm. So get out there, continue to post engaging content, and I'll see you next time on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.